Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of No Witnesses by Ridley Pearson, performed by Jeff Cummings. One. And now for the good part. This was where Lou Bolt threw out all convention, where the textbooks took a back seat to experience, and where he found out who in the lecture hall was listening and who was asleep. He raised his voice. Bolt was a big man, and his words bellowed clear back to the makeout seats without the need of the mic clipped to his tie. Everything I've told you in the past few weeks concerning evidence, investigative procedure, chain of custody, and chain of command is worthless. A few heads snapped up, more than he had expected. Worthless unless you learn to read the crime scene, to know the victim, to listen to and trust your own instincts, to feel with your heart as much as think with your head, to find a balance between the two. If it was all in the head, then we would not need detectives. The lab technicians could do it all. Conversely, if it was all in the heart, if we could simply empathize with the suspect and say, "Yep, you did it," then who would need the lab nerds? A few of the studious types busily flipped pages. Bolt informed them, "You won't find any of this in your textbooks. That's just the point. All the textbooks in the world are not going to clear a case. Only the investigator can. Evidence and information is nothing without a human being to analyze, organize, and interpret it. That's you. That's me. There comes a time when all the information must be set aside. There comes a time when passion and instinct take over. It's the stuff that can't be taught, but it can be learned. Heart and mind. One's worthless without the other." He paused here, wondering if these peach fuzz students could see beyond the 44-year-old, slightly paunchy homicide cop in the wrinkled khakis and the tattered sport coat that hid a pacifier in its side pocket. At the same time, he listened to his own words reverberating through the lecture hall, wondering how much he'd dare tell them. Did he tell them about the nightmares, the divorces, the ulcers, and the politics? The hours? The salary? The penetrating numbness with which the veterans approached a crime scene. Light flooded an aisle as a door at the rear of the hall swung open, and a lanky kid wearing oversized jeans and a rugby shirt hurried toward the podium.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?